Yo, good evening, viewers of the tube. My name is Tyler, and welcome to the crypto channel that has stuck around through the good times, the bad times, and the downright ugly times. The markets are starting to look a tad bit bullish, so let's let those good times roll, because it's time for Chico Crypto. In my last video, we took a look at the possible scenarios for the price movement of Bitcoin. We looked at what the bulls were saying regarding price targets, and we looked at what the Uber bears were saying regarding their price targets. Today, I would like to dive into a report by Adamant Capital, which was released on April 18th and was titled Bitcoin in Heavy Accumulation. Why would I like to highlight this report? Well, Adamant published similar reports in 2012 and 2015 during times they perceived as significant undervaluation of Bitcoin. The reports were issued when Bitcoin was down more than 80% from its all-time high, and most people thought that there was no way Bitcoin could recover, reaching its old all-time highs, let alone going on another bull run. Well, Adamant was correct with their previous two reports, because, as we know, major bull runs happened at the end of 2013 and the end of 2017. Adamant charted out a new metric called Bitcoin Unrealized Profit and Loss. This is based on the dollar value of each Bitcoin at the time it was last moved. Based on their calculations, the measure currently shows on a relative basis that global Bitcoin portfolios on average have 14% unrealized profit. Now, when a high percentage of Bitcoin's market cap consists of unrealized profits, it can be interpreted that investors are in the greed stage. When the ratio drops as the price declines, then those unrealized profits turn into unrealized losses. This is when you enter the phase of capitulation. As we can see from this chart of the unrealized profit and losses from 2012 to today, whenever unrealized profits got into the high ratio of 50% or above, the price plummeted as we are in the greed stage. Now, looking at the chart around November 2018, unrealized losses doubled in a couple weeks, dropping us into capitulation and causing panic. Although the recent price rally from 4,000 to 5,000 has improved Bitcoin holders' unrealized profits and losses, moving us from capitulation into hope. The next chart in the report is the Bitcoin holder net position change. By analyzing the Bitcoin blockchain, they estimated the monthly position change among long-term Bitcoin holders. The green bars represent either Bitcoin holders holding on to their positions or even increasing their positions, and the red bars represent them getting rid or selling out of their positions. As we can see during the bubbles, like in 2013, holders got rid of their positions, selling off with the price gains. But after the bubble, they either held or increased their positions. Then in the last bubble, of course, with the massive price boom, long-term holders started to sell off some of their positions, as seen with the red bars. After the bubble pop in January of 2018, Bitcoin investors held onto their coins because of the dispositions effect, which is a tendency of investors holding onto assets that have lost value. This lasted for the first three quarters of 2018. This all changed in November of 2018 as the price dipped below $6,000 and holders panicked and sold off their coins. From November 14th to November 15th, one of the biggest moves of old Bitcoins happened. Then in December, Coinbase decided to reshuffle its own coins for technical reasons. This was 5% of the total supply, amounting to 200,000 Bitcoin in net position change. This caused major red flags and increased the market sell-off. Although the situation has visibly improved at the start of 2019, as the net position change is in the green once again, possibly signaling accumulation by long-term Bitcoin holders. The report explains there are some major clues from historical data that validate their thesis that Bitcoin is currently undervalued and we are in the accumulation stage. They explain that even though prices are different in each cycle, there seems to be some regularity when it comes to the percentage of the drawdown during the bear markets. This table shows the historic highs, called peaks, and the historic lows, called troughs. As we can see in the first peak in 2011, there were outrageous gains. But during the first trough, the percent loss was 92%. Then, in the second major peak in late 2013, once again there were outrageous gains. But then the bear market took over, resulting in an 85% net loss. Finally, our last major parabolic bull run once again resulted in massive percentage gains. Yet in the third trough, when we hit the bottom of 3.2K in December of 2018, it was an 84% loss. This parallel in each of these bear markets suggests that Bitcoin has hit its bottom, and we most likely won't be going down any further. The next clue from historical data is from the volatility in the price of Bitcoin. High volatility suggests the involvement of speculation and trigger-happy retail investors, where low volatility coincides with phases of consolidation and accumulation. As we can see from this chart, based on price volatility percentage, during the bear markets, the volatility hits low points. This happened after the bubble in 2011, then happened once again after the bubble in 2013, and now it seems to be happening again. Recently, the Bitcoin 60-day volatility dropped below 5%, a level not seen since late 2016. This fits the analysis that the current market has lost most of its retail involvement and is more dominated by long-term holders and value investors. A collapse in volatility means weak hands being shaken out and the holders remaining. All the signs are pointing to an accumulation phase. As the markets move from overvalued to undervalued, Bitcoins are passed from weak hands to the strong hands. Anyone who is still in the game accumulating can't be considered the strong hands, and we are more than happy to buy the dips or sideways markets over a long period of time. The weak hands got caught up in the hype of the bull market and did not anticipate how long or brutal this bear market could become. They capitulated by selling into the downward price movements and will sell in any price rallies that come in the future. During this accumulation phase, the market will trade in a range. The weak hands still holding are trying to get out of the market, and they will take profit during the rallies and create the resistance. And the strong hands looking to accumulate buy at the bottom of the range, which eventually creates a floor in the price. This process can take a while and is what famous trader Jesse Livermore calls the accumulation cylinder, with higher highs and higher lows resulting in a widening mouth until it reaches the next bull market for Bitcoin. So what could be the catalyst that moves us from accumulation into a bull market? Well, there are signs that institutional level investments are getting bullish on Bitcoin. The CME Bitcoin Futures COT report showed for the first time since April 2018 that institutional asset managers went net long on Bitcoin futures, which means they are betting the price will go up. During this time, CME Bitcoin volume hit its all-time high, and the Bitcoin price broke out. The financialization of Bitcoin is taking off rapidly. ICE, the company that owns the New York Stock Exchange, is releasing their own Bitcoin futures platform back later this year. Then you have major players like Goldman Sachs investing in the crypto custodian BitGo, TD Ameritrade backing the Bitcoin futures platform ErisX. Then planned for late 2019 is Fidelity Digital Custody, which is already soft launched. There is NASDAQ Bitcoin futures coming, and also cryptocurrency custody provided by Northern Trust. Also, Bitcoin is scaling and improving its protocol. It is now possible to connect to the network via a satellite with no need for the typical internet. And coverage by the satellite is accessible across every global land mass. The Lightning Network is being implemented and is growing swiftly. Over the past year, the Lightning Network has seen monthly growth rates of over 45% in the areas of number of nodes, the number of channels, and the overall network capacity. It's obvious the stage is getting set for another run, and this time it won't just be the retail investors pushing the price up, but large investment firms getting their clients involved in the world of Bitcoin. While lower prices are still possible, the fundamentals are gaining momentum. The ecosystem is developing at a rapid pace, both as a decentralized bottom-up disruptive technology and as a highly liquid financial asset for institutional portfolios around the world. The qualities of Bitcoin as globally accessible liquidity, politically neutral, with unparalleled security, means it will disrupt the $100 trillion investment vertical of liquid store of value and become a globally used digital gold and reserve asset. Cheers, viewers. I'll see you next time.